की जाय। शिश ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की, समवत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। मज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं नृपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलम्, श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबंधु जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, विशाभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। मंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 मुकुं करति वाचालं अंगं लंघायति गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमिश्रं। శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 8-23। సో ఆన్ బ్లాక్ బోర్డ్ టెక్స్ట్ 23 ఇస్ రిటన్, సో ఐ విల్ జస్ట్ రీడ్ ద శ్లోక ఫ్రమ్ 8-22 అండ్ శ్లోక అండ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ and then we'll recite together the verse written on the board. Text 8. Sa ittham adishya suran ajastu tai samannitahi samannitaha prithivi sa prajeshai जस्य साधिष्टं निलयं पुरादिशः कैलासं अत्रि प्रवरं प्रियं प्रभु। ट्रांसलेशन, After thus instructing all the demigods, the pitas and the lords of the living entities, Lord Brahma took them with him and left for the abode of Lord Shiva, known as the Kailasha Hill. Srila Prabhupada has given one line purport. The abode of Lord Shiva, which is known as Kailasha, is described in the 14 verses which follow. Text 9. Janmaushadhi tapa mantra yoga siddhair nare tarahi jushtam kinnara gandharvair apsarabhir pritam sada. The abode known as Kailasha is full of different herbs and vegetables, and it is sanctified by the Vedic hymns and mystic yoga practice. Thus, the residents of the abode are demigods by birth and have all mystic powers. Besides them, there are other human beings who are known as Kinnaras and Gandharvas and are accompanied by their beautiful wives who are known as Apsaras or angels. Text 10. Nana Muni Mayoi Sringair Nana Dhatu Vichitritahi Nana Druma Lata Gulmair Nana Mriga Gana Pritai. Kailasha is full of mountains filled with all kinds of valuable jewels and minerals, and surrounded by all varieties of valuable trees and plants. The top of the hill is nicely decorated by various types of deer. Text 11. Nana mala prasravanai nana kandara sanuvi ramanam ramanam viharanti nam ramanai siddha joshitam. There are many waterfalls, and in the mountains there are many beautiful caves in which the very beautiful wives of the mystics are found. Text 12. Mayura kekavirutam mandadali vimus vimurchitam plavitahi rakta kanthanam pujitascha patatrinam. On Kailasha Hill, there is always the rhythmical sound of the peacock's sweet vibrations and the bees humming. Cuckoos are always singing, and other birds whisper amongst themselves. Text 13. Abhayantam vibhu dostair dijan kamo dhagair drumai brajantam iva matangair grinantam iva nirchitai. There are tall trees with straight branches that appear to call the sweet birds, and when herds of elephants pass through the hills, it appears that the Kailasha hill moves with them. When the waterfalls resound, it appears that Kailasha hill does also. Text 14 to 15. Mandarhai parijatascha saralascha pashovitam tamalhai shalotalascha kavidara asanarjanahi chutahai kadambair nipascha Nagapannaga champakahi patala shuka bokulai kundai karabakoirapi. The whole of Kailasha hill is decorated with various kinds of trees, of which the following names may be mentioned: Mandara, Parijata, Sarala, Tamala, Tala, Kavidara, Asana, Arjuna, Amrajati, ম্যাঙ্গো, কদম্ব, ধূলিকদম্ব, নাগ, পুন্নাগ, চম্পক, পাটল, অশোক, বকুল, কুন্দ অ্যান্ড কুরবক। দ্য এন্টায়ার হিল ইজ ডেকোরেটেড উইথ সাস ট্রিজ হুইচ প্রডিউস ফ্লাওয়ার্স উইথ ফ্র্যাগ্রেন্ট অ্যারোমাস। টেক্সট 16। শরণার্ণ শতপত্রশ্চ বর রেণুক জাতিভিঃ কুব্জকহির্মল্লিক মল্লিকাভিশ্চ মাধবিশ্চ মণ্ডিতম্। দেয়ার আর আদার ট্রিজ অলসো হুইচ ডেকোরেট দ্য হিল, সাচ এজ দ্য গোল্ডেন লোটাস ফ্লাওয়ার, দ্য সিন্নামন ট্রি, মালতি, কুব্জ, মল্লিকা অ্যান্ড মাধবী। টেক্সট 17। অনশোদম্বর অশ্বত্থ প্লক্ষ নগ্রধ হিঙ্গুভি ভূর্যৈর ঔষধভি পূগৈ রাজপুগশ্চ জম্বুভি। কৈলাস হিল ইজ অলসো ডেকোরেটেড উইথ সাচ ট্রিজ এস কট, জ্যাকফ্রুট, জুলার, বেনিয়ন ট্রিজ, প্লাক্সস, নগ্রুধস অ্যান্ড ট্রিজ প্রডিউসিং অ্যাসাফোটিডা। অলসো দেয়ার আর ট্রিজ অফ বিটেল নাটস অ্যান্ড ভূর্জপত্র অ্যাজ ওয়েল এজ রাজপুগ, ব্ল্যাকবেরিজ অ্যান্ড সিমিলার আদার ট্রিজ। টেক্সট 18। খর্জুরাম্র টকাম মৃদুই প্রিয়াল মধু কেন্দু মধু কেন্দু দই দ্রুম জাতিভির অন্নশ্চ রাজিতম বেনুকি চকই। দের আর ম্যাঙ্গো ট্রিজ প্রিয়াল মধুক অ্যান্ড ইন্ডুদ। বিসাইডস দিস দের আর আদার ট্রিজ লাইক থিন বাম্বুজ, কিচক অ্যান্ড ভ্যারাইটিস অফ আদার বাম্বু ট্রিজ, অল ডেকোরেটিং দ্য ট্র্যাক্ট অফ কৈলাস হিল। টেক্সট 19-20। কুমুদোৎপল কলহার শতপত্র বর্ণাদিভি নলিনীষু কলম কূজত খগ বৃন্দ বশোভিতম। মৃগৈ শাখা মৃগৈ ক্রোড়ৈ মৃগেন্দ্রৈর ঋক্ষ শল্লকৈ গবয়ৈ সরভৈর ব্যঘ্রৈ রুরুভীর মহিষাদিভি। There are different kinds of lotus flowers such as kumuda, utpala and shatapatra. The forest appears to be a decorated garden and the small lakes are full of various kinds of birds who whisper very sweetly. There are many kinds of other animals also like deer, monkeys, boars, lions, rikshas, shallakas, forest cows, forest asses, tigers, small deer, buffalo and many other animals who are fully enjoying their lives. Text 21. Karnantaraika ekapadish ashashai nirjustam brika nabhivi kadali khanda সমৃদ্ধ নলিনী পুলিন শ্রিয়ম। দের আর ভ্যারাইটিস অফ ডিয়ার সচ এস কর্ণান্তর, একপদ, অশস্য, অশস্য, ব্রিক অ্যান্ড কস্তুরি, দ্য ডিয়ার হুইচ বিয়ার্স মাস্ক। বিসাইডস দ্য ডিয়ার দের আর মেনি ব্যানানা ট্রিজ হুইচ ডেকোরেট দ্য স্মল হিল সাইড লেকস ভেরি নাইসলি। টেক্সট 22। পরেষ্টম নন্দয়া সত্তা পর্যস্তং নন্দয়া সত্তা স্নান পুণ্যাতরোদয়া বিলিক্ক ভূতিষু গিরিম বিবুধা বিস্ময়ং যজৌ যজু। দের ইজ এ স্মল লেক নেমড অলাকানন্দা in which Shruti used to take her bath. And that lake is especially auspicious. All the demigods, after seeing the specific beauty of Kailasha Hill, were struck with wonder at the great opulence to be found there. Here Srila Prabhupada has given purport. According to the commentary called Sri Bhagavata Chandra Chandrika, the water in which Shruti used to bathe was Ganges water. In other words, the Ganges flowed through the Kailasha Parbata. There is every possibility of accepting such a statement because Ganges water also flows from the hair of Lord Shiva. Since Ganges water rests on the head of Lord Shiva and then flows to the other parts of the universe, it is quite possible that the water in which Shruti bathed, which was certainly very nicely scented, was Ganges water. And now today's sloka. Please repeat after me. Dadrishus, dadrishus, tatrate ranmam, dadrishus tatrate ranmam, alakam nama vaipurim, alakam nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, banam saugandhikam chapi, jatratannama pankajam, dadrushustatrate ramam, alakang nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, tatratannama pankajam, dadrushustatra tiramam, alakam nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, jatratannama pankajam, dadrishustatra tiramam, alakam nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, yatratannama pankajam, dadrishustatrate ramam, alakam nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, yatratannama pankajam. Please tell. Dadrishustatrate ranmam, alakang nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, yatratannama pankajam, dadrishustatrate ranmam, alakam nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, jatratannama pankajam. Saugandhikam chapi, jatratannama pankajam, dadrishustatrate ramam, alakam nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi. Natajis. Dadrishustatrate ramam, alakam nama vaipurim, banam saugandhikam chapi, yatratannama pankajam. A word means dadrishu, saw, tatra, there, in Kailasha. they, the demigods, were a mom, very attractive. Alokam, Aloka, Nama, known as Boy, indeed, Purim, abode, Banam, forest, Saugandhikam, Saugandhika, Cha, and Opi, even, Yatra, in which place, Tannama, known by that name, Pankajam, species of lotus flowers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Thus the demigods saw the wonderfully beautiful region known as Aloka in the forest known as Saugandhika, which means full of fragrance. The forest is known as Saugandhika because of its abundance of lotus flowers. Purport. Sometimes Aloka is known as Alokapuri, which is also the name of the abode of Kubera. Kubera's abode, however, cannot be seen from Kailasa. Therefore, the region of Aloka referred to here is different from the Alokapuri of Kubera. According to Viraraghava Acharya, Aloka means uncommonly beautiful. In the region of Aloka, the demigods saw there is a type of lotus flower known as Saugandhika that distributes an especially fragrant scent. Omagyanatimirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksharanmilitanjena tasmai sri gurave namo namam vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimati bhakti sarupa damodara swaminiti namine namasad bhakta manaye manipura udbhavaya cha prabhupadala sadbani prachara niratayate. So all these slokas, starting from text 8 to 23, is a description of Kailasa. When Lord Brahma, accompanied with demigods, they reached Kailasa to pacify Lord Shiva. So at that time, they saw all these beautiful sceneries, which was full of natural opulences. So from this description, we can have an idea of the opulence of Kailasa. So there are different gradations of opulence in the creation of the Lord. The Lord has created unlimited universes, unlimited planets, and in every universe, in every planet, there are gradations. And also above material universes, there are spiritual universes, and there are also, gradation is always there, gradation, from lower to higher. So from this description, undoubtedly, this is a very attractive place. In Brahma Sanghita, this Mahesha Dhamma is mentioned. It is written in Brahma Sanghita that there is Mahesha Dham, and below that there is Devi Dham, where we are living. We are living in the Devi Dham, which is controlled by Mother Durga. And then above this Devi Dham, there is Mahesha Dham. And above Mahesha Dham, there is Hari Dham, that is Vaikuntha. And above Hari Dham, there is the abode of Lord Krishna, Golok Dham. Goloka Namni, Nija Dhamni, Tale Chatushya, देवी महेश हरिधामसु तेषु तेषु ते ते प्रभाव निचया विहिताश्च जेन गोविंदमादिपुरुषम तमहम भजामि. सो गॉड हैज गिवन, लॉर्ड कृष्ण हैज गिवन opulences in different gradations according to the place and the living entity is living there according whatever they deserve. Just like we are living here, so whatever we deserve, God has given. And in Kailasha, Lord Shiva is living there with so many. It is written here that in Kailasha, all the living entities, those who are living there, they are by birth demigods. So they deserve more opulences than ours. Undoubtedly, Kailasha is better than, I mean, this Mahesha Dham is better than this Devi Dham. So in these gradations, actually wherever we, take our birth, we get attracted. Just like we are in this earth planet now, so we are attracted by this earthly beauty. We forget what is there above this earth. And when we take lower birth, like animals, our pleasure, human pleasure, is million times better. And if we compare the pleasure in Kailasha or the opulences in Kailasha, that is million times better than this Devi Dham. Then if we compare with Haridham, that is again far better. Even in this material world, this is called Bhurloka. Then above this Bhurloka, there is Bhubarloka, which is, much more better than this Bhurloka. Then again, Bhubarloka, then Sarloka, heaven, which is again million times better. Then again, Janaloka, again million times better. Then Maharloka, again million times better. Shattaloka or Brahmaloka, million times better. So like this, there is no ending in the, there is no ending of opulence and beauty and pleasure in the creation of God. The more you go upper and upper, it is more nice, more nice, more nice. So what is the last limit? What is the last limit of this beauty? What is the last limit of this pleasure? The last limit is Goloka. If you reach Goloka, the comparison is given in Brahma Sangita itself between Mahesha Dhamma and Goloka Dhamma. The last sloka of Brahma Sangita, of fifth chapter that we are reading, Sriyaha Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpatarava Druma Bhumishchinta Muni Ganamai Tayam Amritam Sriya Kanta Kanta. So in Goloka, Sriya Kanta, they are, all ladies are Lakshmi. Sriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha, and Supreme Person, Lord Krishna, is the only Purusha there, only male. Sriya Kantaha Kantaha Parama Purusha Kalpatarava. Every trees are desire trees. Whatever we desire, we can get from the trees, which is beyond our imagination. That's why sometimes people disbelieve. They don't believe. How is it possible? Even in earth planet, we have some glimpse. Just like in India, there are so many trees producing so many different varieties of fruits. But there are also, different places. Just like the example of a palm tree. In India, palm fruit is produced from palm tree. But there are some places where palm tree doesn't produce palm fruit. There are two kinds of trees. One is called Punya Briksha, another is called Papa Briksha. Punya Briksha means pious trees. Pious trees, they produce fruits and flowers, scented flowers. Even flowers, some flowers are scented and some flowers are not scented. So those trees which are producing scented flowers, they are considered as pious tree. And those trees which are not producing scented flowers or not producing flowers at all, they are considered as impious trees. Similarly, those trees which are producing sweet, tasty fruits, they are considered as pious tree. And those trees which are not producing fruits are considered as impious trees. So even in our planet, you will find in different places, in some places trees are producing more scented flowers and more tasty fruits. And in some places they are not producing fruits or flowers, or even they produce flowers, they are without any scent. So these varieties, they are even in our planet. So then we can very easily conclude that if you go to the upper planet, then there is also variety, and it shows more opulences, more power. The mango in heaven and mango on earth, there must be difference of taste. So in this way, if you go to upper and go up to Golok, then there every trees are desire trees. Whatever you desire from those trees, you get. Of course, devotees, they do not desire anything bad. They always desire something to serve Lord Krishna. Sriyakantaha kantaha parama purusha kalpatarava kalpatarava druma. Every trees are desire trees. Bhumishchintamani, and the soil is like philosopher's stone. They can speak, they can think, they can laugh. I mean, the soil here in earth planet, we cannot imagine how even soil can think, soil can laugh, because everything is made of spiritual substance. Everything is spiritual there, in spiritual world. And this is not completely like as atheistic people think, it is completely fertile imagination. It's not like that. Even in modern science, if you read Prabhupada's Easy Journey to Other Planet, in the first chapter itself, Prabhupada explained about the opinion of two scientists that they got also Nobel Prize about, they have established something about anti-material universe. They have compared that our universe is material universe, and there is another universe which is called anti-material universe. And there is one, I mean, whatever we experience here is called matter. And in the anti-material universe, everything is antimatter. So if we strictly define antimatter, ultimately it comes to spiritual substance, life. Life is the only antimatter. So if scientist accepts this, that there is an anti-material universe where everything is made of antimatter, it is accepted by scientists and Nobel laureate scientists, they got Nobel Prize on this theory. So where is one devotee's or in Srimad Bhagavatam it is described, then we become surprised. I mean, people, generally atheistic people, they get surprised. But there is nothing to surprise. It is, concept is very scientific. There is anti-material universe, that is Goloka Dham, where everything is, even the soil, is made of antimatter. Druma bhumish chinta muni ganamai, chinta muni ganamai, tuyam amritam. Water is nectar. And then what is nectar there? There is also nectar there. The water itself is nectar. Everything is nectar. The best nectar is love of Krishna. That is the best nectar you get there. And water is also made of nectar. It is nectar. Tuyam amritam kathaganam. And in spiritual world, simply by hearing this description, we should get attracted. Kathaganam. Those people living there, the pure devotees living there, they cannot speak. They cannot speak. Are they dumb? Dumb and deaf? They cannot speak. Then, whenever they open their mouth, only sweet song, melodious song comes out. Their tongue is made in such a way that they cannot speak. They can only sing. Kathaganam, nattam gamanam, they cannot walk. Are they lame? No. Even if they try to walk, it becomes very beautiful dance. They cannot walk, they can only dance. So can you think of such a planet? Such a nice place where people cannot speak, they can only sing. Where people cannot walk, they can only dance. If they go from one place to another place, they go by dancing. So now you think, if I go to Gurukul, I am staying in Gurukul, so I go by dancing. From temple to Gurukul, I go by dancing. Can you imagine how beautiful, how wonderful place that is? And that is by, that is natural. It is not that they go to music college to learn how to dance. That is natural there. Every devotee is living there. By nature, whenever they try to walk, it becomes dance. Natam gamanamopi bongshi priya sakhi. And their best friend is bongshi. It's permanent, constant attendant. Bangshi Priya Sakhi, Chidanandam Jyotihi, and the light is full of spiritual bliss. The spiritual light there is full of spiritual bliss. Here, especially in summer season, when light falls on our body, we feel so disgusted. I mean, it is so intolerable. But in spiritual world, it is not like this. It is full of pleasure, full of bliss. When you come in contact of that spiritual light, that is full of bliss. Chidanandam Jyotihi Tada Shaddamapicha. Everything is enjoyable there. Everything is enjoyable. There is no fatigue, there is no disgusting moment, there is no boring moment. In material world, sometimes people say, oh, feeling bore, feeling bore. Yes, in material world, you must feel bore. Whatever you have, you must feel bore. If you have acquired all wealth of the earth planet, you become the richest person, still you will feel bored. This is material world. You must feel bored. The only way to overcome this boringness is to love Krishna. If you love these material things, we must feel bored. We must feel boring. But if you love God, then this love God means when our heart is overflooded. Overflooded with love of Godhead, then there is no question of boringness. Dehasmriti nahi jar sansar bandhan kahatar. When our heart is overflooded with love of Godhead, we even cannot understand our hunger and thirst. Everything will go. It is the culmination. It is the final stage. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this. Love of Godhead. That is the best nectar, that is the best pleasure we can get. Simply by loving God, by becoming mad for God, for Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he showed this. How mad he was for God. If you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, you get, it is like contagious. Chaitanya Bhagavat, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written, O rascal, you read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is giving like a strong advertisement. You read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because simply by reading that book, even if you are a Pashandi, you are a number one atheist, you will be overflooded with love of Godhead. And I'm sure many of you have read this book. It is more sweet. It is translated into English, but it is so sweet in Bengali. It is so sweet. I think when it is translated in English, something is missing, because the words, the selection of words, the selection of rhythm, the selection of mood, it is very difficult to translate. So this Chaitanya Bhagavat, if you read, it is like a contagious love, contagious, like contagious disease. It is like a contagious love. You get affected and you feel so, you can get a glimpse. You can get a glimpse of that pleasure which is available in Goloka. The pleasure Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought here, he distributed, which is rare to Lord Shiva, which is rare to Brahma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed freely. And those who are fortunate to see his pastimes, they also, enjoyed that the best pleasure which can make everything insignificant. What you consider as best pleasure in this material world, it becomes like stool compared to that pleasure that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada has opened the door for us also to get that pleasure, the best pleasure, by which all other pleasure can become as insignificant as stool. And if we can, with the association of devotees, if we can somehow or other get that blessing, that pure love of Godhead, that is the best achievement in human life. Other things are, it is just a waste of time. Bhakti stoi sthiratara Bhagavan jadishyat daivenana falati dibba kishara murti muktihi shayam mukulita anjali sevate asman dharmartha kamagatayo samaya pratiksha. We need only one thing, that is pure love of Godhead. Bhakti stoi sthiratara Bhagavan jadishyat. Oh my Lord, if I have that fixed devotion at your lotus feet, and if by chance I can have your darshan, if I can see you face to face by your mercy, then everything is achieved. Everything is achieved. Jang labdha chaparang labham mannate nadhikam tata jasmin sthita na dukkhena gurunapi vichallate. If we achieve that love of Godhead, then we are not disturbed under any circumstances. We are not disturbed under any temptation. In front of any temptation, we cannot be disturbed. Nothing can disturb our mind if we get the touch of that love. Dharmartha kamagatoya samaya pratiksha. People are running after money, running after these, that, so many things. But once you become a pure devotee of Lord, everything will run after you. Whatever is desired by atheistic people, everything will run after a pure devotee. But pure devotee have no time. Pure devotee have no time to care for this. But they run after, they run behind pure devotee. So that is the rarest gift. Brahmaro durlabho premo sabakari jachi. That is the rarest gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. Now you have to pick it up. By hook or by crook, somehow or other, the way is shown by Prabhupada. And once we get it, then everything, we can ignore everything. Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Jijana Pai Brahma Loka Adishuk Tarenahi Bhai. Once we get the smell of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then we will not be attracted by even happiness achieved in Brahmaloka. Nothing can attract us. It is the best attraction, the love of Godhead. But it has to be achieved. If it is not achieved, even though it is the best attraction, it is the best pleasure, even if it is not achieved, then it is like meaningless to us. So somehow or other, we have to achieve it. So I like to stop here. If you have any question or comment or any correction, please pass your comment. Hare Krishna.
If that Sivadham, this Mahesham, this Kailas, is above this world or inside the world?
It is written, it is above Devi Dham. We are living in Devi Dham.
So, the Devi Dham, it is Mahesham is above, then Brahma and other demigods, they went to the Mahesh Dham. So the time duration in this Devi Dham and Mahesh Dham is such big time duration. And Daksha's body was there, just lying down there.
Anyway, it is described here that Brahma went to meet Shiva, Kailash, and it must be part of Mahesh Dham. So, regarding time duration, sometimes even king from earth went to meet Brahma, just like the father of, Kakudmi, I forgot, anyway. Father of Ruhina, what is the name of Balaram's wife? Revati, father, Raivatak, King Raivatak, he went to meet Brahma. And the time in Brahmaloka and time on earthly planet is different. But somehow he went there. So if it is possible for a king of earth, why not possible for Brahma to meet Shiva, although calculation of time is different there. But he met with Shiva, it is described
here. But Daksha's body was in this planet. Daksha's body, King Daksha, he was killed and his body was there.
Yeah, Daksha was within this Devi Dham. Daksha was within this Devi Dham, but Shiva is above.
My question is that when they went there, the big time duration, then this body was not deteriorated, it was just lying there.
Okay. That is, I don't know. maybe our Prabhu can explain. Prabhuji, he is asking that when Brahma went to meet Shiva, whether Daksha's body was decomposed, because the time gap in Shivaloka is so long time, maybe many thousands, millions of years passed. So in the meantime, whether Daksha's, because Daksha was beheaded, so whether his body got decomposed. This is his question.
No.
Well, thank you very much for a very enlightening class. you've explained very nicely how there's pleasure in any state of existence, maybe not in Patal, maybe in the hellish regions, but in any form of life, and the higher you go, the more free from you become. It's a greater pleasure, greater and greater pleasure. And Golok is the greatest pleasure. My question is, it seems that it is, pleasure is the driving force or the attractive force for everyone, because that's what everyone is seeking, pleasure, comfort and pleasure. But we see in Golok, the residents are not interested in their own pleasure. They've already achieved love of Krishna, which is by service to Krishna, they experience greater pleasure than anything else. My question is, when does that transformation, at what stage in our devotion does that transformation start to take place from our seeking our own pleasure to seeking Krishna's pleasure or achieving love of God?
Yeah, but real pleasure means Krishna's, serving Krishna, and love is like this. When someone loves somebody, they care for the beloved. So when we love Krishna, we must care for Krishna and we must render service to Krishna. And simply by loving Krishna, we get so much pleasure that even Krishna becomes attracted to enjoy that pleasure. That's why he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to taste the pleasure enjoyed by his devotees. So the principle of pleasure is like this: if we love, then we get pleasure. If we love God, if we love Krishna, we get real pleasure. And other pleasures I am trying to get our own pleasure, selfish pleasure, that will not give us pleasure. In this way, this is the pleasure principle, that God made it in such a way that if we render unconditional service to Lord with love and devotion, Even devotional service we are doing, we are chanting. But if we chant without love, so we don't get pleasure. If we chant with love, whatever we do devotional service, the love must be there. I mean, love for God. And when we love God, then we get, I mean, the real pleasure. So, and the secret of pleasure is to give pleasure to God. To give pleasure to the follower of God, pure devotees. That is the secret of real pleasure. And other pleasures are like mirage. Other pleasure is like, you know, this false and duplicate pleasure. In short time we'll get fatigued and we'll understand this is not real pleasure. Thank you for your comment, Prabhu. You want to add something more?
It was a question.
Oh, question.
When does the endeavor for our own happiness change into when we forget about that? And in other words, when love develops, what stage is that? Is it continuous right from the beginning, a little bit, or?
I can't follow the question, Prabhu. Sorry.
Until we, if we love Krishna, then we forget all about our own pleasure, because we're experiencing a higher pleasure. I mean, we forget about the endeavor for our pleasure.
Yeah, that is fact.
When does that transition actually happen? At what stage of our spiritual life?
When you become fully Krishna conscious, at that moment it happens. As long as we are not fully Krishna conscious, even if we are partially Krishna conscious, we'll have some reservation for our own pleasure. But when we become fully Krishna conscious, we forget our own pleasure. Even though we forget our own pleasure, we get the best pleasure. Hare Krishna. Any other comment or question? Jaya Grantharasmad Bhagavatam ki. समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय।